Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the master of the craft, mastering the craft. Yes, my friends, I want you to take a moment and pay attention to all the craftsmanship around you. If you're driving in your car, look at the perfection of the leather seats, the wood grain interior, the symmetry of the steering wheel. If you look at someone else's car while you're driving, then I want you to pay attention to their vehicle. See how perfect the headlights are? When you go home, look at the perfection and the craftsmanship found in your house. The windows sit perfectly inside the frames. The doors close the way they should. Everything operates, and if it's broken, it's because we did it, not because the craftsman did it. My friends, I like to submit to you that business is a craft, and those who master the art of developing and building phenomenal enterprises are those that are going to blaze a trail for others to follow. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take your craft seriously. We're going to find out how we do that today in our CRAFT acronym. The CRAFT acronym are the 5 key elements to building and developing a powerful enterprise. For my note takers, I'm going to go uniquely slow today just because I don't want you to miss one word. First of all, that C in our CRAFT outlines creativity. You see, it's not just what we create, it's how we create. And if we create really well, then we can look back on it and take a great sense of joy in our accomplishments. If you've ever gone to an auto show, you've seen the creativity of the automaker. If you've ever gone to a model home, you've seen the creativity of a home builder. I challenge and ask my friends and neighbors, what have you created lately? Now, have you created a new process, a new practice, a new policy, a new procedure? Have you created a new methodology that's going to help you interact with the people around you even better? Have you created a new way to promote your products and services to those that you meet along the way? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully assess the level of creativity in a day, because those who don't create, those who don't spend their time creating, spend their time complaining. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I'll say it one more time. Those who don't spend their time creating, spend their time complaining, because those that don't do that, they're going to evaluate every flaw in everybody else's creation while refusing to create something on their own. We were created to create. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to first of all, carefully consider the level of your creativity, because creation fosters appreciation. Those who write books can appreciate the books written by others. Those who paint paintings can appreciate the artists who do that all the time. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the more we create, the more we'll appreciate. The R in our CRAFT acronym says that if I'm building a great enterprise, I must first establish a routine. You see, what we do daily determines what we become eventually. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you take the military, for example. If you've ever watched shows about the military, you see early in the morning somebody's blowing the horn and the military guys are rolling out of bed. And when they get out of bed, they've got to make that bed, and it has to be so perfect that a quarter can bounce off of it. Then they have to shine their shoes and put their uniform on. They do push-ups and sit-ups and all these levels of routines. The military has a regimen. They follow it every day, which is probably why the United States is regarded as having the most formidable military in the entire world. We are the defenders of the world in part because of the routines established by our military. And I say by the same token, my friends and neighbors, we've got to establish the same level of routine. What time do you wake up in the morning? What time are you down for bed at night? In between the time you wake up and the time you go to bed, what exactly are you accomplishing that's related to growing and developing your business? What routines have you set? Now, you may have set routines, my friends and neighbors, as we all do. And the question is, once you set a routine or create a schedule, how often is it kept? How much is it deviated? deviated from. That A in our Kraft acronym reminds us of the importance of affirmations. What we say has power. Carefully examine, my friends and neighbors, what we are saying about our company, ourselves, our partners, and our purpose. If you take the time, my friends and neighbors, to create a positive affirmation for every single situation, then every time you're in it, those words will pop into your mind. I challenge you to say, when you're going through a tough time, to say to yourself, it's all right, I'm just growing now. These are only growing pains, and once I'm beyond my growth phase, watch out, because I'm going to be ready to dominate. What are you saying about yourself? Are you looking in the mirror and calling yourself a champion every day? Are you smiling when you see yourself? Are you looking at the beautiful craftsmanship that went into making you who you are? Are you congratulating your partners and appreciating your mentors? Are you communicating your purpose and your mission and your vision? Affirmations determine our destination. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to make positive affirmations every day. That's a part of mastering our craft in business. That Elf reminds us that we must also have faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, faith is not only a term to be used in religious circles only. It matters in business because belief matters. We only give our all when we truly believe. If a person has never attempted to design a house, it's because they don't have faith in their architectural ability. If a person's never attempted to jump in a pool and swim, it's because they don't have faith in their ability to swim. If a person refrains from doing something or is hesitant about something, hesitation is an example of a lack of faith. How confident are you in building a great enterprise? How strong is your faith in what you're going to accomplish? How much do you believe in your products, your service, your company, your cause, your mission, and your vision? It's going to all be reflected in actions, my friend. See, our belief matters. The craftsman that makes the fine tables and chairs that sit inside the luxury furniture stores, he believes he's got a product that has a high price tag on it. That's the reason why it's only sold to luxury stores. If he didn't believe in his product, he'd sell it at the outlet stores or the discount places. No, the master craftsman says, I believe enough to promote it on the highest stage. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, that T in our Kraft acronym reminds us of the importance of team. Yes, my friends, the team you're building will always look exactly like the effort you put into them. Let me ask you a few questions. If your team was a house, could it survive a storm? What kind of neighborhood would it be in? Would it have a solid foundation? If so, what would it be? And would someone want to buy it? Would someone come to you and say, I love the team you've built. Here's what I'd like to give you for it. Can I have this team? You see, the owners of sports teams across the country, when they sell their teams, if it's the Cowboys or the Redskins, when they sell those teams sell for billions of dollars because somebody's built something so valuable that someone else wants to buy it. Is your team built so valuable that someone else can look at it and say, I wish I had what you've got. Teach me how to do just like you did. I hope so, my friends, and I also hope that you've enjoyed this training segment. If you did, keep in mind Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.